It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we welcome you into this silsila called Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the ayat number 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And remember, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels, indeed I will make up upon the earth a successor, they said, will you place upon it one who causes mischief and bloodshed therein, while we declare your praise and sanctify you? He replied, surely I know that which you do not know. So this was the literal translation of the verse number 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah. As it is the procedure of our silsila that we discuss some of the words of the ayat which we recite, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal we will learn few Madni flowers. The ayat begins with the word idh, wa idh qala rabbuka. According to the general understanding of mufassireen, the commentators of Quran, that this word idh requires a verb which is hidden after the word idh, and that is udhkur. And there are many places in Quran Kareem whereby idh is used and the word udhkur is understood. For example, wadhkur akha adin, wadhkur abdana ayyuba, idh nada rabbahu, etc. And there are many ayat in Quran Kareem similar to this pattern and this understanding. And the word udhkur means remember. So according to mufassireen, there are two meanings of word udhkur which we can take. One meaning of word udhkur is to remember. And the other meaning of word udhkur is to mention. Keep in mind that reminder is given of something which is already existing in the knowledge. Reminder is not an initiation of knowledge, it's not the beginning of knowledge. It is indeed in the knowledge, and then it is being reminded. That's what is called reminder. So here we are told that our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows all the happenings and the waqi'at which took place in the past. It is obvious that these things were not told to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, because Quran was being revealed upon him at that time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not study history. So how can he be given a reminder if something is just being revealed upon him, and it is proven that he did not study the history of other nations and the previous happenings? This tells us very clearly that everything that has happened in the past, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the knowledge of that. Also, at some places in Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam tara, did you not see? It means that you did see. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Did you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the people of elephants? At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not even born. But still, it is being said, did you not see? So that tells you, even though he was not born, but the incident of Ashabi Fil Abraha was in front of the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from here, we understand the knowledge of unseen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his being Hazir and Nazir. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah kareema, Qala Rabbuka. This news is being given to angels about the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And this is being done for several reasons. There are wisdoms in it. And let's try to understand some of the wisdoms. The one wisdom that we can understand is this, that we should consult, we should make mashwara. And that is the hidayah, that is the guidance and the knowledge which has been given to us in this ayah kareema. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Almighty, being Creator, He makes mashwara with the angels. So making mashwara, consulting, is the divine habit of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second wisdom is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed the greatness of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. His arrival, his coming is being announced and is being discussed. Normally, when ordinary people of government or employees of government, they come and go, nobody bothers about it. Nobody notices their coming and their going. But when the king moves from the capital of his kingdom and he goes to another place, then the announcements are made and all the necessary arrangements are made, and it's being discussed in all the departments and people who are relevant to receive and welcome. So in this we understand that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was the greatest office bearer or person in the position which is the highest position, and that is the Khilafat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, being successor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses His coming, His arrival, His creation with the angels. And that shows the greatness of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And the third wisdom is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all the misconceptions and misunderstandings and doubts before the arrival of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So when he comes and when he is created and when the crown of Khilafat is put on his head, then there are no questions and answers. Everybody must accept before he comes. And then we see the word Rabbuka. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. Remember, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels. Subhanallah. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the glory, the greatness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, remember when I said, remember when Allah said. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, O Muhammad, when your Lord said. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that His name should be mentioned with the name of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in the azan, where you hear, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you hear, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. In kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. In namaz, where you read Surah Fatiha, you read Quran al-Kareem, you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, you also say, Assalamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So everywhere where there is name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, there is name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in this whole story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his creation, the one who is really meant is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is the cause of the creation. He is the cause of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. As it is mentioned in Hadith Qudsi, Lawlaka lama khalaqtu al-aflaq. Lawlaka lama khalaqtu al-dunya. And there are other ahadiths which have more or less similar words. That, oh beloved, if you were not created, I would not have created the heavens. If you were not created, I would not have created the universe. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, then the word Malaika is used. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. Malaika is plural of Malakun. And Malakun means angel. In English, angel. In Arabic, Malak. And in Urdu, we say Farishta. Now, since we are talking about angels, let's try to know something about angels. Who are they? How are they created? How many of them are there? The definition of an angel is هُوَ جِسْمٌ نُورِيٌ يَتَشَكَّلُ بِأَشْكَالٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ لَا يُذَكَّرُ وَلَا يُؤَنَّثُ. Angels are embodiment of light. They are created from light. They have different shapes, different looks. They're not masculine, they're not feminine. They're very powerful. They belong to عَالَمِ مَلْكُوتِ. It's another world. Like this world where we live is called Alam-e-Khalq. And then there's another world which is called Alam-e-Amr. And there's another world which is called Alam-e-Malkut. So they really belong to another world which is called Alam-e-Malkut. And there are too many in numbers. There's no way that we can know the numbers of angels. So I would give you a brief account just to have a clue so you can visualize the largeness of the quantity of angels. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan. that humans are the 1/10 of the numbers of jinns. So jinns, in other words, are 9 times more than humans. Then if you put the jinns and humans together, they are 1/10 of the animals of dry land. And if you put all of them together, they are the 1/10 of the numbers of birds. And if you put all of them together, they are the 1/10 of the numbers of animals in the water, in the seas, in rivers, wherever there is a water. And if you put all these creations together, they are the 1/10 of the number of angels on the ground only. And if you put all of them together, including the angels on the earth and humans and jinns and birds and the animals in water, etc., they are 1/10 of the numbers of angels who are on the first sky, on the first heaven. And then similarly, it would continue right up to the 7th heaven, the 7th sky. So each one, putting all the previous one together, would be 1/10 of the angels who are on a sky which is above a particular sky. Then if you put all together, all the creations together, they are 1/10 of the number of angels who are around the kursi, around the chair of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you put all of them together, they are 1/10 of the angels who are around the first curtain of Arsh, the throne of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And keep in mind, there are 600,000 curtains of Arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And on every curtain, the number of angel is bigger than the number of previous curtain, and it's the same difference of 1/10 as we have mentioned. And then if you put all the angels and every other creation together, they are 1/10 of those angels who are around the Arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also it is mentioned that in comparison with the number of angels who are around the Arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the other creations are like a drop against the ocean in comparison with the ocean. So there are too many, we cannot count them, we cannot understand their numbers. And all the angels, they follow the ahkam and the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and they remain in the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Quran Kareem, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوْ. This is in Surah Al-Muddathir, the ayat number 31. It means that only Allah knows His troops. So what is mentioned by Junood here is the angels. There's a beautiful story that would also give us some understanding how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. On the night of Miraj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a queue, a line of angels going towards one direction. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel Amin alayhi salam that where are they going? Jibreel Amin alayhi salam replied, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know. But I know one thing, that from the time I'm created, I see this queue and they keep on moving, and the one who passes, he never comes back. So that means that the number is too big. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that let's ask one of the angels who is in the queue. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked that angel that what is your age? He replied, I don't know my age, but I know one thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a star after every 400 years. And I have seen that star, or star of that nature, being created 400,000 times. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, you can understand the largeness of the numbers of angels which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And the angels are several types. They have several categories which are mentioned in Quran Kareem. Some are those who are carrying the arsh of Almighty Allah. Number two, they are angels who revolve around or make tawaf around the arsh of Almighty Allah. And number three, those highly ranked angels, for example, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam. Number four, the angels of Jannat. Number five, the angels of Jahannam. The chief of those angels is called Malik alayhi salam. And number six, are those angels which are appointed to protect humans. And number seven, are those angels who ride the good and the bad deeds of human beings who are known as Kiraman Katibin. And number eight, are those angels who are appointed to run the affairs of the world, this dunya. And then they have several many categories within themselves. Some are those who are appointed to bring the rain, some are those who create or who make a baby in the womb of the mother, some are those who protect people from calamities, from difficulties, etc. So they are too many, and they have too many jobs and too many responsibilities. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that when a person is stranded in a jungle and he got no clue which side to go, in totally lost and misguided, he should say, and he should actually shout, A'inuni ya ibadallah, O bondsmen of Allah, O slaves of Allah, please help me. So those are actually angels who are appointed in the jungles to help the lost people. Subhanallah. From here we learn that at the time of difficulty, to call the servants and the slaves and the bondsmen of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the sunnah of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. And then these angels have different qualities, different attributes, and let's discuss few of those qualities of angels. Angels are mean and medium between Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasools, the messengers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Angels are always in the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They're in the state of prostration, some are in the state of ruku, some are in the state of qiyam. Different positions, they busy worshipping all the time. They have qurb and the nearness and proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They are ma'soom. Ma'soom means they are sinless. They do not have the ability to commit sins. They do not disobey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. This is also the beautiful quality of angels. They help the friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes they even join the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight with disbelievers, with infidels. As it happened in the battle of Badr, that angels came on the side of Muslims, on the side of believers, and they fought with kuffar. And we also learn that they have wings and they have arms. So all these categories, different categories which we have discussed, are mentioned in Quran Kareem. Keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the angels first in the skies, in the heavens. And He allowed the jinns to dwell in the earth. And this happened 60,000 years before the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So these jinnat, these jinns, they lived on the earth for 7,000 years. And then they started having animosity with each other, jealousy, they started fighting, and there was a lot of bloodshed and fights amongst them. At that time, Iblis was in the qurb of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He was accepted, maqbool in the bargah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And his name was Azazil. And he was a great scholar, alim, an abid, hard worshipping person. He was ordered to take some angels, the group of angels, and go and fight with the jinns and chase them to islands, to the jungles, to the mountains. And he came and he fought and he chased the jinns towards the islands, towards the jungles, towards the mountains. That is one of the reasons that even till today, you find more jinns in the mountainous areas, in the jungles, and in the islands. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided angels into two categories. Those who came to fight with the jinns on the ground, they were ordered to stay on the ground. And the other categories of the angels stayed in the heavens. So because Azazil or Iblis or Shaitan offered this service, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the kingdom of the earth and the first heaven. And he also had free access to go to Jannah. So therefore, he used to worship on the earth, on the sky, and also in the Jannah as well. And because of this greatness which he received, because of the high station which he received, he became proud. He started feeling that I am big, I am great. And that what led him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this incident we will discuss on its place. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, then the second issue which we can discuss is the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. We have discussed about angels in brief, and let's try to know about the process of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. It is mentioned in Tafsir Azizi that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, He ordered Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam to go and bring the soil or the sand from the earth of all the different types. For example, black, white, red, salty, sweet, soft, hard, all type of sand, a handful sand he should bring. When Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came, and he told the earth that I'm here to take a piece from you, the earth asked that I take refuge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that a part of me will go into hellfire, part of me will burn one day in the hell. So when he heard that the earth is taking the refuge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam did not take the sand from the earth, and he came back and he said, Ya Allah, I could not do that, because when sand took your name, because of the respect and the glory of your name and your izzat, I left that and I could not bring the sand. Then Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam and Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam were told to do the same job, and they came back empty-handed as well, with the same reason as Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam gave. Ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Malakul Maut, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he went and the earth gave the same reason. He said, I will not listen to you. I will obey the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You say whatever you want to say, I will fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he brought the sand from all different categories of sand, which was black, white, red, sweet, salty, hard, soft. Now that is the reason that people's natures are different. And that is because of the effect of that sand, which is within human being, which was kept in the model of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And their colors are different. Now, because Hazrat Malakul Maut, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, did that job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the responsibility to take the life as well. So because he brought the peace of earth, so he must take that peace and put it back or join in the earth as well. When a person dies, he goes into the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels that this sand should be kept exactly at that place where the Khana Kaaba is today. And then the order was given to make mud out of it, make clay out of it. And then the rain came. Rain provided the water for 40 days. 39 days, the rain of sorrow and troubles and calamities came. And one day the rain of happiness came upon this clay, upon this mud. So that is the reason that most of the time human being is unhappy. Most of the time human being has problems and difficulties and sorrows and calamities. And less times he has happiness and the moments of joy and happiness. Then the angels were ordered to take that clay and keep it at the place, a valley called Nu'man, near Arafat mountain, which is between Makkah and Taif, and must keep it there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his own hand of power, with his own hand of qudra, made the qalib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, means the body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the model of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And that model was so beautiful that angels would come and they will walk around and they will see, and they were amazed that how beautiful this model is and how beautiful human being is going to be, how beautiful Adam alayhi salam is going to be. Iblis was also part of them, and he also knew what was happening. So he also came to see. Now he came to see with different intention. He started objecting. He started actually condemning. He started criticizing. Started saying, look at this. What will he do? He has got so many holes in his body. He's dark from inside. What can he do? But when he looked towards the heart, he said, there is something, there is a closed room, which I don't know what it is. Maybe this is the place of manifestation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the soul to come into the body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. When soul wanted to move in, the inside was dark. So the soul could not go in. Soul was hesitant. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the noor, the light of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the forehead of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and that illuminated the body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So the soul went into the body. So soul started moving into the body from the head side. When the soul came into the body, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah. And then as the soul started moving downwards, soul came up to the lower back of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam wanted to get up immediately, and he fell down because there was no soul in the lower part of the body. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khuliqal insanu min ajal. And then when the soul came into the whole body, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam stood up, and the angels were nearby seeing all that, what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, go and make salam to them, and whatever they will say, that would be your greeting and the reply to the greeting. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam went to the angels and he said, Assalamu alaikum. And the angels replied, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, this would be the words of greeting for you and for your children, for your progeny. He said, Ya Allah, who's my progeny? Who are my children? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rubbed his hand of kudra on the back of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So all the souls of his children till the day of Qiyamah came in front of him. So he saw all the souls who were believers, non-believers, munafiqs, awliya, qutb, anbiya, rasul, everybody was shown to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. What a wonderful incident, what a wonderful story of knowing about the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So there are many more Madani flowers on this topic which we could not discuss because of the limitation of time. But inshallah azza wa jal, as we will get chance and opportunity again, we will continue with this beautiful topic. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and chance to study Quran and understand Quran and learn Quran. And may we love Quran Kareem, because this is the kalam and the word of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more